Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, Israel says that it's open to possibly having a pause in the fighting, and that could be in the offing. But, of course, one of the things that people are very concerned about is the idea that Hamas would simply use that time in order to regroup and be able to do something else in terms of terror attacks or you know, do something with the hostages, this kind of thing. So I think a lot of people are wondering if Israel is going to simply continue to keep the pressure on. But if there is a pause, a humanitarian pause in the fighting, I think there's going to have to be some kind of very strict guidelines about that, because Hamas will simply take advantage of what's going on. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Don't forget, our number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, of course, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. And we'll see it here during the broadcast and be able to comment on it. I think Denise Simon, I think, might be having a little bit of an issue communications-wise perhaps this morning. So we're trying to reestablish that with her. And that way, hopefully, we'll be able to bring Denise here to you in just a little bit. But until then, we're going to be taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And once again, what's happening in Israel right now, of course, is, I think, is going to absolutely just reverberate, as it has always, as has already done. And I think that to the extent that it's going to reverberate is still remains to be seen. We just don't know how far this is really going to go, whether or not there's going to be a major catastrophe that will overshadow even what's already happened. You know, I don't know one person that wants to have this war continue on. Nobody wants to see the images that we're seeing. But what is so bizarre is that we're not hearing from people across the world saying, look what Hamas has brought about in Israel and in Gaza. Look what Hamas has brought about here. What we're hearing is Israel is some kind of occupying force. Israel is some kind of an apartheid state. Israel is committing genocide. And on it goes. You know, in fact, there was all kinds of problems at the White House, we understand, with the protesters and so forth. This goes on and on. And it's so difficult, I think, to try to wrap our heads around just how this particular narrative, you know, is taking shape. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines here. We've got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James. How are you doing this morning? We got James in Clearwater. We got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James.
I'm not James. I'm May.
Oh, hello, May. All right. Good morning. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm sort of replying to a Bob who called very early in the program.
Okay.
And I do want to thank you. I want to thank you for your work and listening to all sorts of callers. I don't really agree with his anti-Israel stance. When Bob called, he seemed to be very anti-Israel.
Yeah.
although I'm not a fan of Netanyahu that much myself, but I'm certainly not anti-Israel like that caller was. And some of your other callers have been quite anti-Israel, too. I do commend you for your work in listening to everyone.
Well, thank you.
I'm finding the Middle East very, very hard to comprehend, of course. It's just a very complicated issue. I guess it always has been. And obviously there does seem to have been a lot of people agree there was a terrible failure of intelligence on October 7th. And I don't know if Denise Simon has ever addressed that. I'd like to ask her at some point if she has an answer. She's not God.
Failure
of intelligence then.
Yeah, she's got a great analytical a viewpoint on many of these things. And think she has addressed it a little bit, as I recall. But yeah, it's being looked at as a major intelligence failure, and I think they have to figure out how they're going to revamp in order to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. And I think also they went really low tech. It wasn't something that was sort of in the chatter, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So sad. Well, thank you for your work.
Well, thank you, May. I appreciate it. Call anytime. And I do appreciate the kind words, very much so. All right, take care. Have a great morning. All right, everybody, that's May. We appreciate the call very much. And, she was harkening back to the call in the first hour regarding Israel and what it's up to, and somehow this is a setup and so forth. And again, people are entitled to their opinion, but, it just doesn't seem to comport with what we see happening. And, again, it goes into this idea of the alt-history viewpoint, or, there's a secret component that ties it all together, that's a linchpin. But right now, I'm not so sure about all that, but what I am sure about is that Hamas came across the border and they massacred people. And they did this deliberately. They weren't simply happening to massacre people at a music festival. They did it on purpose. They weren't simply looking for military targets. You have to remember, when you hear Hamas and their quote unquote spokespeople or their deputy foreign minister, they're lying to you. They're lying to you. They will say anything. They're happy to have this propaganda war go in their direction, and they have no compunction about killing innocent people. This is evil stuff, folks. We're dealing with evil stuff. When we come back, folks, we have a lot more to talk about. Taking your telephone call, too. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yeah, I can't get over that. I just can't get over that. How that works. All I can say is it's got to be some kind of Einstein relativity problem that maybe I'm missing something. Maybe Joe Biden understands more deeply things that, you know, just boggle our minds. It's really possible. I mean, at least I'm willing to consider it, but I don't think that that's what it is. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. I think Denise Simon is dealing with a couple of issues this morning, so she's not going to be with us. And we, of course, will bring her on as soon as we can, if that's possible. But I'm sure that she will be back here on the program again tomorrow. So we definitely wish her well. And, folks, don't forget as well that we want you to join with AM860 and Wired Differently as they proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet and greet, a session, and of course a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets available at theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. And I think we also have a caller here on the line, so let's go ahead and take the caller this morning. Good morning, caller. Line one, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Cal. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel.
Hey, Elliot. How's it going this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great,
sir. Good riddance.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I send greetings out to Denise Simon. You know, she's a wonderful woman, and we're going to let her, you know, sort of rest right now. And if she calls, she calls. If not, we'll talk to her tomorrow. Look here, I want to share something very important with you right now. You know, pro-Palestinian protesters beat and killed a 69-year-old Jewish man in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Now, America, let's be realistic about this. We are dealing with a mixture of atheist street thugs, Marxist communist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Prepare yourself, America. That's right, prepare yourself. We are going to war with these people who do not care about our communities and wish to destroy. Why isn't America set up like other countries around the world who have zero tolerance for unlawful order? These governments put them down by bringing in 500 and 1,000-gallon tanker trucks that is full of cold water in one and hot pepper spray in the other. They do this all across the world. Marxist evil protesters. These protesters are a mixture of illegal jihadists in our country. Out of Michigan, Minnesota, and Chicago, they are spreading across America, and we must stop them now. Now, America.
Yep. Are you there, Elliot? It looks like Elliot might have.
American college students and wokers will be amongst the dead. Americans must organize and ready to defend their communities at every twist and turn. Speak to your kids. They must disengage themselves from unlawful engagement.
Right. You're fading. Sure, Elliot, stay with me for a second. Can you imagine if it was reversed? You know, it's so terrible. You're right. I think it was a Jewish man who was beaten and killed in Los Angeles. What if that had been reversed? What if that had been a Palestinian person or something like that, and the situation was reversed? Can you imagine the outcry about that? Now, obviously, nobody should ever be beaten to death. I want to be clear on that. But what's happening, though, is that there's this almost bizarre thing against Jews and Israel at this point. I mean, how do you even begin to explain something like that?
Well, absolutely. Well, Kyle, I can say this here. That gentleman that calls you first every morning or nearly every morning, he's missing the whole picture. You notice he don't say a damn thing about Hamas coming in and slaughtering over 1,400 Jews. He don't say anything about that. He just say, oh, you know, Israel has got to do this and the others have got to do that. It's more deeper than what he's talking about. That's why us Americans have a hard time understanding just where he's coming from.
Yeah, it is a little hard to wrap your head around. That's for sure. But this hatred.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would ask him, hey, man, be multi-diverse. You know, listen to I-24. It's written 12 hours a day. And, you
know, yeah.
But get both sides. Don't give us this one-side crap. Because I'm talking from both sides.
Right. Unfortunately, Elliot, you kind of fade in and out there, unfortunately. But we're glad to get the call. Hope you have a great morning, and thanks for calling.
Okay, have a great day, sir.
You too. Thanks, Elliot. Yeah, unfortunately, he's kind of fading in and out there. I don't know if it might be a cell phone or something like that. But from time to time, we have that happen. But what Elliot's talking about is right on the money there. And that is, yeah, to go on about what Israel is doing and so forth. You know, it's almost as if the catalyst for this, my friends, seems to just be glossed over at this point. You know, why are we... You know, why isn't the world protesting against the fact that Hamas came across the border and slaughtered all those people? And I'm not using that word lightly. I mean, that's exactly what happened. It doesn't, it just doesn't compute to so many of us. Why did this happen? I mean, we understand why. They hate Israel. They want to kill Jewish people. They want to eradicate Israel. We understand that aspect of it because they have demonstrated, they've said as much. It's in their charter, for goodness sakes. But we don't understand how human beings could go do that to other human beings. And the fact that, as I said, you don't see these protests across the world saying, stop Hamas, stop Iran, don't give Iran any more money, don't let them have a nuclear deal, stop them from acquiring a nuclear weapon. In other words, stop the evil doing here. And people that live in Israel, Israel was created, modern-day Israel, was carved out by the United Nations, for goodness sakes, back in 1948, on the heels of the Holocaust. You know, this is just, it just boggles my mind. You know, I grew up in school and in college and so forth, and the rallying cry was always going to be, never again. And you'd hear the stories, the people, the Jews that had the number on their arm because they were in Auschwitz or they were in another concentration camp and they somehow survived or were liberated at near the end of the war. And you think, you hear the stories or you see the documentaries and so forth. You know, back then we didn't have streaming of any kind. You had a film, you had a videotape that you'd watch in class and this kind of thing. And it was powerful. And it was always the same thrust. We're never again going to let this happen. This level of hatred and this level of evil and this level of killing be done on an industrial scale. And I'm not trying to get too far gone and be too much of a intensity this morning, but it just boggles your mind. How is this possible in 2023, planet Earth? Well, I think what we're realizing is that it is possible. It's very possible. And when you have bad actors and you have state sponsors of terror and you have groups that will put their military or militant material and personnel in hospitals and surround themselves with women and children in a cowardly act like that, knowing full well exactly what they're going to, the kind of yarn they're going to spin in the public forum. It's just disgusting. And so, whether we're Republicans or Democrats in this country, I think we can all agree that, of course, you're never going to convince, I guess, Rashida Tlaib, but I think, generally speaking, Republicans and Democrats in this country would say, Hamas is the instigator. Hamas must be stopped. We can unify on that, I believe. Folks, stay right there. Thanks for the calls, and we'll take more of your calls when we come back. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial is concluded. He took the stand earlier today. Trump engaged in repeated disputes with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
this case should have never been brought and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed.
Maine's two senators are pressing the Army for explanations following a tragic incident in which a reservist took the lives of 18 people last month regarding Robert Card's mental well-being. Card is Sergeant First Class in the Army Reserves, had a documented history of mental health issues prior to the shooting in Lewiston. Prosecutors have until next month to hand over DNA evidence to the judge in the Idaho student murder case. Brian Koberger is accused of the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students last November. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not.
That's right. He does not, by the way. But that's another yarn that is spun, folks, and they know that. And they remember when Pelosi said that back when this all started up with the debt forgiveness thing on the student loans? And, you know, they knew for sure that they weren't they couldn't do that. She changed her tune, of course, later. But it's all part of the game. It's all part of the game that's played to say, look, we're going to give you this. You know, we're fighting for you. We want you to have this. And as long as the big bad Republicans don't come out and try to take this away from you. Well, of course, the Supreme Court eventually said you can't do this. And but they knew it would take time to run through the courts. But you have the election in the meantime. Ah, problem solved, right? Just another day at the office. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Denise Simon is not with us here this morning, and we hope to have her back on the program tomorrow, of course. But if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this segment, again, the number is 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message as well, we'll see it here during the broadcast, and we will be happy to comment on that. All right. So once again, folks, there's a lot going on. We had an audio queued up here just earlier. I think now's a good time to bring that out, and that has to do with Stacey Abrams. Now, she was on with Jen Psaki on a, well, it's a network called MSNBC. You probably did not see this interview. We found out about it, by the way, through other means. But Jen Psaki was talking to Stacey Abrams about Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, Kamala Harris had a bad time on 60 Minutes. You know, they did a piece about her, and it was okay, generally speaking, I think probably from her perspective. But she got asked a very difficult question, and that had to do with the fact that many Democrat donors do not believe that she is the standard bearer, that she would be the one to, you know, take up the mantle, right, of running for president. And the look on her eye was kind of, on her face rather, was kind of, you know, a little bit, oh, you know, I almost felt sorry for her at that point. But generally speaking, you know, that was a very hard question for anybody to hear. You're the Vice President of the United States. You're supposed to be the heir apparent, right? And with the 60 Minutes interviewer was basically saying, no, that's not really true, because, you know, she has not done a great job as vice president. And by that, I mean, she's been given all these great opportunities. She could have metaphorically rolled up her sleeves and really, tried to immerse herself in these issues like borders are, stuff like that. And she should have done something in order to make some kind of dent. But she's never really done that. And, you know, there's other problematic issues, I think, with Kamala Harris. But let's listen to Jen Psaki talking to Stacey Abrams, who's, I can't help it. I have to say it. What was she, an election denier? I'm not sure. I think so, maybe. I don't know, but that was all fine, right? But all kidding aside, Jen Psaki is talking to Stacey Abrams about Kamala Harris. Now let's find out why this criticism of Kamala Harris is really there. It's not because metaphorically roll up her sleeves and do a great job and really get, and yes, and when you're the vice president, sometimes they throw to you jobs that are virtually impossible to do. But basically, she could have done something. She could have made some dent, and she never really was able to. Let's listen to what Stacey Abrams says is the real reason, according to her, that Kamala Harris gets criticized.
Ask you about the vice president, because she has been under a huge amount of scrutiny through her entire time in office. I think there's a lot of reasons for this, but I want to ask you, as a prominent woman of color who's run for office, do you think she would be receiving these same critiques if she was a white man?
No.
No, not at all.
No. We will always question the person behind the person. But we cannot ignore that misogyny and racism remain very prevalent in our politics. And for those behaviors that don't rise to either misogyny or racism, there's also just the difference. Our expectations are set for the traditional white male vice president.
Stop right there. That's what it's always been. It's just always been that way. You know, I hate to break it to Stacey Abrams, but I don't agree that that's the expectation any longer. You know, I think maybe in yesteryear, many years ago, maybe, but, you know, things have really changed. They've changed so much so that, Kamala Harris, you know, again, I think we're looking at her job performance. You know, she was also a candidate, and she wasn't polling hardly anything, as far as I can remember. And then she got picked by Joe Biden for a pretty specific purpose, it seems, in terms of trying to balance out the ticket. But I don't think people view Kamala Harris through that prism that Stacey Abrams is talking about, in generally speaking. Because our society has changed, and it's really, I think, people are looking more at the performance. And people don't really want to simply have, well, I have this one expectation, and if it doesn't meet my one expectation, according to Stacey Abrams or her description of all this, then I'm just going to always be critical of this vice president. This vice president could do no right in my eyes because, you know, she doesn't fit, you know, this preconceived notion. And I really do think, and especially where young people are concerned, young people don't, certainly, I think, don't ascribe to these kinds of predetermined views. And I really think that, you know, if we can't have job performance based on job performance, and if that performance, see, by the way, if everybody had said, you know, we think Kamala Harris is doing such a great job, you know, we've never had a successful vice as a successful vice president as Kamala Harris, I would just speculate. This is just, again, my speculation, but Stacey Abrams might come out and say, do you see how wonderful our country is now? Do you see how far we've progressed? Do you see how wonderful everything is? Because Kamala Harris is getting the, you know, finally getting the credit that is due to her and the amazing job that she's done. She'd be singing an entirely different tune. But because legitimately people have issues with Kamala Harris, and that includes these Democrat donors that they were even talking about on 60 Minutes, it seems to me that this is much more of a practical job performance issue and political perception and, you know, what's that word? What's that word we heard a long time ago? We kept hearing all the time, the gravitas. Oh, that's the gravitas. Can you tell me how, does Kamala Harris have gravitas? And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. It just doesn't really exist. And it's not because she's a woman of color or that she's a woman to begin with or any of those things, because you have plenty of people who would have gravitas. But they picked Kamala Harris for whatever reason, and she's demonstrated time and again that it was not a fluke that she doesn't get great results. It's not a fluke that she can't take the project and run with it and really make it stick. You know, these aren't flukes. The fluke is when something goes wrong and, you know, that's not typical of the way that it always goes and so forth. But yet the next project is, you know, again, back up to standards. So it's it would be a fluke almost that she would have great success in something that she was supposed to do as vice president. And that's just from a plain viewing of what Kamala Harris's tenure as vice president has been. But Stacey Abrams is going to come along and make sure that, okay, if you're critical of Kamala Harris, it must be racism, it must be misogyny, it must be all of these different things, because, God forbid, maybe she just wasn't great at this. And this is the reason why they're not going to elevate her to be the standard bearer. I think that would be a very unlikely sort of scenario. Well, here's a likely scenario, folks. We're coming right back. We've got Chris Murkowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, going to join us. So don't go anywhere, because we are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Tuesday morning edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we're going to be talking here in just a moment with our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And without further ado, good morning, Chris.
Morning.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on out there. We certainly have some economic news to talk about. But before we get to that, what's your take on the Trump trial and the valuation of the assets and so forth? Is this something that's so far out of left field? Is this something that's it seemed to me that if the bank accepts the value of your assets, doesn't that mean that's what they think it is too?
Yeah, I was perplexed by this case because, real estate is, one of those businesses where it's, I caught a fish this big. It all up to somebody's, interpretation. Anybody who puts their own house on the market usually thinks that it's worth more than it is more often than not. excuse me, and I think you're right. Now, isn't it for the bank to decide and do, what's the square footage? What is this piece of property worth? I mean, he, without a doubt, he fudged the numbers. He lied about them. I mean, his apartment in Manhattan he put it down for three times the size of what it actually is. But I mean, for Planet Live, you know that this guy, this is what Trump does. He's a, you know, he's a serial exaggerator. So I don't get it. This is the one case I don't really seem to get my arms around. It seems to me like a bit of a political hit.
Well, it sure does, because it just seems that they've never had a case like this or ever brought like this, even though technically there doesn't have to be somebody that's harmed, per se, but they can go ahead and bring this. But, yeah, Letitia James, the AG, is doing that.
The thing is that, you know, he diverted assets to, you know, because he was able to get below market rates because he, you know, fudged his numbers and that hurt other people, and or maybe he would have never gotten that deal for the golf course in Manhattan because he overstayed his that's what they're saying in regards to that. But it's, he felt like he, you know, was really ripping people off or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I think that the financial institutions have a due diligence that they might have to do. They can't just go, okay, this is what you say it is, so good enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's taken out a mortgage, they know this. You know, they want to verify your assets and what you have, and they want to do a take a look at the property and do an appraisal. So, yeah, I think that that's the case.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you know, in other news, too, we've got the Home Depot co-founder, Bernie Marcus, and he's saying that the Bidenomics right now are just crushing the household budgets. And he says it's really hurting Home Depot customers. You know, they don't have the kind of disposable income that they can go and, you know, buy project materials and this, you know, weekend sort of projects that they can do.
Yeah, and he mentioned that. He also said last week you had the CEO of Target come out and talk about that. Not only are people not buying as much, it's including groceries, too. They're starting to tone down, so most certainly a hit for the overall economy. That interview you're talking about with Bernie Marcus, again, one of the other points he made in the interview I'd like to bring up, and I see this all the time, is just because of all the regulations in this country and the difficulty you have in actually starting and running a business. And he talked about, you know, comparing his experience. He tried to open up Home Depot and do what he did, you know, decades ago. Today, he might not have been able to do it, might not have been able to pull it off because of the regulations. And I said the same thing about my business as well. You know, with the capital that I had when I first started, I wouldn't be able to do it today with all the burdensome regulations. The price took a lot of didn't work.
Well, certainly. And that's because, I mean, even if you want to open a fast food restaurant or something, you have to have all these different studies and traffic studies and put in a traffic light or, you know, all these kinds of things that they can come at you with. And it's virtually impossible to just get off the ground.
Time, I think, takes forever, too, you know, just to get, you know, get a permit, have people come out. And, yeah, you know, all of these things that should be expedited, and they should be done quickly. So people can go out and build and create, because that's the real job engine for our country and the real engine for true economic growth. It's small businesses. They're the ones that do it. And those are the ones that make our economy dynamic.
Well, indeed. And the harder we make it on small business people, just, you know, the worse it's going to get. I think a lot of folks, they want to be able to shop local or go to, I don't want to say a boutique sort of firm for something, but they want to go where people understand who they are, and they're not just, you know, some big, huge conglomerate.
No, absolutely. And again, this is something that, you know, I kind of lament. I'm a free market capitalist, Adam Smith capitalist, and I believe two people should be able to sit down at a table and both walk away happy. But certain professions that have been, in my opinion, you know, corporatized that I don't agree with. One is my own. I don't believe that, you know, if you're going to be managing people's money, you should have two bosses, and one of those bosses being a shareholder. That's why we don't have, you know, we would never allow Markowski Investments to be a publicly traded company. First concern should be your client. Businesses like mine, doctors, lawyers, accountants, any spot we got to put your client's interest number one above your own. I don't think that those are businesses that should fall under the guise of being publicly traded.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because that takes away the line of communication and pretty much where your fiduciary responsibility would lie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that has to be the number one focus. And, I mean, I've talked about it. You're going to get all these antitrust cases now with big tech. And I said, you know, what we really need to do is you need to break up the big banks on Wall Street. You know, you allowed all this too big to fail to happen. We've got less banks than we did, you know, prior to the Great Recession financial crisis. And you basically made them omnipotent to some degree. Nothing, you know, no matter what they do, they're never going anywhere.
No kidding. No kidding. And so, yeah, that changes the dynamic greatly. Well, it looks like as well, WeWork, we talked about this a few days ago, but they have now filed for bankruptcy. And at one time, they were worth some $47 billion, I guess, according to these different reports. But WeWork is definitely going down.
Yeah, and it's another "see, I told you so" moment. This company was a joke when they first came out, and I warned everybody what exactly was going to happen. It was worth $47 billion on paper, based upon the valuation of the stock before it even went public. You know, the valuation crashed. They took it public via one of those SPACs, and it was, again, that was, what, less than a year and a half ago, and it's already bankrupt. So what does that tell you? What does it tell you is that the people that were involved with this, they weren't concerned so much about building a great company. They were basically concerned about building up a stock that they could get out of and sell to the greater fools, the masses out there. And that's another example of the problems that we have when it comes to the banking system. This is stuff I fight against all the time.
Indeed. Well, as consumers are starting to pull back, you know, what kind of advice other than, you know, saving their cash or putting it in the mattress or just don't buy as much, is there any kind of safe haven or kind of thing that they can put their money into, or should they just kind of continue to see where all this sort of pans out?
Well, I mean, if you need to keep, you know, need to have cash and cash equivalents at hand, then you should always have an emergency fund. At least right now, you're getting some return in a simple bank account. So, I mean, that hasn't happened in a long, long time. You haven't gotten anything, or next to nothing for the most part. So you're getting somewhat of a little bit of a return right now. So that's a little bit of a bonus for all of your emergency cash.
Indeed. Well, and of course, you know, this holiday season's coming up. It's upon us right now. I'm starting to see Black Friday commercials and Christmas time commercials and things like that. And it just seems to me that, you know, I don't know that we're going to have, you know, massive spending either online or in brick and mortar.
People tend to show up at Christmas. They find a way one way or another. I just think it's going to be a lot more tempered. And I think a lot of these businesses are prepared for that. I think that they've tempered their inventory to some degree. Last year there was a massive amount of inventory that they couldn't get rid of and backlogs, and it had to do with supply chain issues due to COVID. I don't think they're going to let themselves get put in that position right now. So spending's going to come back, and corporations are going to focus more on running a tight ship and being profitable.
Very cool. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We will talk to you again tomorrow, sir. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. And folks, we're coming right back after your top of the hour news. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.